This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. I've been waiting for you. Yesterday, we looked at the rapture of the church that Paul wrote about in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52, where he really describes the resurrection of the dead and that those of us that are alive, we're going to suddenly be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And I told you that when I was a kid, I used to stand in front of the mirror and try to figure out what was the twinkling of an eye. I'd look in the mirror, I'd say, is that a twinkle? How fast is the twinkling of an eye? But my friends, the point is, before you can blink your eye, all of this is going to take place. It is miraculous and supernatural. The dead are going to be raised. Those of us that are alive, in the twinkling or the blink of an eye, we're going to be supernaturally changed. And in today's program, we're going to talk about what happens next. What actually happens when we're changed? What takes place when we're changed? What takes place in the bodies of the dead when they're raised? Well, Paul tells us very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So today we're going to continue there. But please order the whole series, which is called The Rapture, the Antichrist, and the Tribulation. It is 20 parts. It comes with a study guide because I believe that when you read the material while you see or hear the series, it really causes the teaching to get down deep inside you. And this is teaching you need to be inside you. It will give you peace and it will give you confidence about what's going to happen to you and what's going to happen to the bodies of the righteous dead. My friends, you need to know all of this. And I also want you to order my book. It is 464 pages from cover to cover. It's called The Rapture, the Antichrist, and the Tribulation. The subtitle says, An End Times Countdown and What Happens Next. And on the cover, it shows an angel blowing the trumpet. It shows the righteous being raised in the rapture. It shows the appearance of the Antichrist. This is an amazing book, and I believe it really might be the most comprehensive book ever written on all of these subjects in one volume. And it's written in a way that you will understand, and it's written to answer your questions and to give you peace. But you can order all these things by going online or by giving us a call. And as I always tell you, let us know how to pray for you when you reach out to us. If you order nothing, but you need prayer, we're here for you. We want to pray for you. That's a priority for us. So call the number on the screen and write it down. Save that number. And when you find yourself in a dilemma and you wish that there was someone to pray with you, call that number. Keep it. Save it. Because we're here for you all the time, and we really want to pray for you. Now, maybe you'd rather send an email. Send an email. As soon as it shows up in our inbox, we're going to pray for you and we're going to contact you and we're going to keep praying for you because we want Jesus to really do something wonderful for you, and He will. But reach for your Bible. We always use the Bible in this program, and I call today's program the ultimate facelift. The ultimate facelift. I was talking to somebody the other day who said, oh, I just wish I could have a little facelift just to get rid of some of these wrinkles and just to kind of get rid of some of these crow's feet and the edge of my eyes. Well, you know, a day is coming in the near future, whether you have cosmetic surgery or not, you're going to have the ultimate facelift, and not just a facelift, you're going to have a body lift. Your whole body is going to be transformed. That is in your future, and you won't have to go to the doctor and pay a penny for it. It's going to happen in the resurrection and in the rapture. But let's go back today to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52, which says, In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised. Here it is, incorruptible. And we that are alive, will be changed. So something's going to happen for the dead, and something's going to happen for those of us that are alive. But first of all, it says, the dead shall be raised. Incorruptible. The word dead, the Greek word nekros, in Greek it is plural nekroi. It describes a lifeless corpse or a cadaver with no life in it. And here Paul is describing those that have previously died in faith. They're laying in the grave. But he says, when Jesus comes for the rapture of the church, the first thing that's going to take place is the dead in Christ are going to be raised. And the word raised in Greek means to awaken, to arise, to be resurrected. It depicts the bodies of those who died in faith rising up and being resurrected. And Paul says, they will be raised incorruptible. Now, friends, that is a miracle. Incorruptible. And the word incorruptible, hold on to your seat, it describes that which is incapable of decay or incapable of suffering the effects of wear, tear, and age. How would you like for your body to no longer suffer the effects of wear, tear, and age? Well, when the dead are raised, they're going to be transformed with brand new bodies that no longer show the effects of wear, tear, and age. And those of us that are alive in that moment, when we're caught up, Paul says we're going to be supernaturally, instantaneously changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And the word change means to change or to exchange one thing for another or to completely transform. And it teaches us that in a microscopic, indivisible moment of time, like the twinkling of an eye or the blink of an eye, just that fast, the dead bodies of the righteous plus those who are alive and in faith at this moment, we're going to be totally transformed. And God is going to give us bodies that are exchanged for indestructible bodies that no longer show the effects of wear, tear, and age. And because of all the nuances that Paul uses in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52, the RIV interprets it like this. Listen to this. Hold on to your seat. In a moment, a split second, indivisible atom of time, so fast as the twitch of an eye, the last trump, a war trumpet, will loudly sound to signal the closure of the age. It will also signal that the final battle, ultimate victory, and vanquishing of all God's enemies are finally about to happen. That blast will be God's way of letting everyone know that His enemies have been judged by heaven's court of law, that they have lost their footing in long-standing battle with Him, that judgment is about to be executed, and that He will reign victorious and supreme in total victory. And in that flash of a moment, the dead will be resurrected and stand upright on their feet. At that exact moment, they will miraculously receive new bodies that are incapable of decay and that will never again show the effects of wear, tear, and age. Timeless, immortal, indestructible bodies. And we who are still alive when all this happens will be supernaturally transformed as our old bodies are exchanged for new ones that are also incapable of decay and that will never again show the effects of wear, tear, and age. Our bodies will literally be altered, changed, miraculously modified, and transformed into timeless, immortal, indestructible bodies. That is the RIV of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. Now, my friends, that's worth shouting about. It's clear that Paul teaches that dead in Christ will be resurrected, and those that are alive in faith when Jesus comes, all of us together, we're going to be completely transformed. And Paul describes this transformation in the following verse. In verse 53, he says, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption." The word corruptible in Greek is a word that depicts whatever is subject to decay or suffering the effects of wear, tear, and age. It portrays that which is perishable or eventually grows old and disintegrates. Now, the fact is that aging is a reality that we all face, whether we like it or not. You know, when you're young, you think you're going to be young forever, but as you begin to get older, gravity begins to take effect. Those of you that are a little older, you will understand. Wrinkles begin to show up. Things which once stood very firm begin to sag and begin to fall. You begin to look in the mirror and wish, I wish there was something I could do to fix this. And even if you cosmetically fix yourself, if you do everything you can to treat your skin and to try to look young, the fact is that eventually aging begins to take its effect. and you begin to see that you are quite corruptible. You're suffering the effects of wear, tear, and age. And not only that, eventually you'll disintegrate, you'll die. Now, today we're living in a time when people don't even like to use the word dead or death. Rather than say such and such died, now everybody's changed the vocabulary and they say, well, my uncle passed, my friend passed. It's like no one wants to confront the reality of death. We just pass. And it is true that we pass. But my friends, when it comes to the human body, if Jesus does not come in our lifetime, there is a funeral in all of our futures. You know, when I was a boy, the very first job I ever had that was a real job was I worked at a local cemetery. And every day after school, I went to the cemetery where I pushed a lawnmower across the cemetery. I mowed all the graves. I edged all the tombstones. I picked up and disposed of all the dead flowers. And I took care of those graves. Well, let me tell you something. If Jesus does not come in our own lifetime, a day is coming when we're not just going to pass. We are going to pass, but our bodies are going to die. They're going to disintegrate, and they're going to be laid in the grave. People are going to attend our funerals. People are going to say things about us, hopefully good things about us. People are going to remember us, and eventually people are going to forget us. We're going to be buried in a grave. Somebody's going to lay flowers on our grave. And it might be that a little boy, kind of like Rick Renner did years ago, is going to push a lawnmower over your grave and dispose of all the dead flowers and edge the tombstone. You say, now, Rick, that is really morbid. Well, hey, it may sound morbid, but the fact is you are corruptible in your current state. Now, we're all hoping to be a part of that generation that's going to escape death, and there really is a people who are going to escape death because the rapture is going to come, and we're just going to be caught up to meet the Lord, and we're going to be changed. That is amazing. But if that does not happen in our life, we're going to be laid in a grave, and our bodies are going to experience corruption. But in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 53, it tells us that those that are raised from the dead and those that are caught up to meet the Lord in the air, they're going to put on incorruption. The word put on is the Greek word enduo, and the word enduo means to put on a new set of clothes, and specifically, clothes that are so comfortable that you just sink into them and feel at home, which means the new bodies we're going to receive, it's going to be as if we have stepped into a brand new set of clothes. The old clothes have been removed. We've stepped into a new set of clothes. We're going to be so comfortable in our resurrection body. And the Bible calls the new resurrection body incorruption. They're going to be incorruptible bodies. And the Greek word incorruption describes that which is incapable of decay or that which is incapable of suffering the effects of wear, tear, and age, which means in the resurrection and in the rapture, we're all going to get new bodies that are incorruptible, incapable of suffering the effects of wear, tear, and age. And verse 53 then continues to say, and this mortal, the word mortal is a Greek word which describes that which is death-dominated, will put on immortality. Put on, again, is the word enduo in Greek. It means a new set of clothes, a new set of clothes that you step into and feel so comfortable in that you just settle into them. In other words, you're really going to like your new body, and your new body will be immortal. You're going to put on immortality, which describes that which is no longer subject to death. It is a body that will be timeless. It is a body that will never die again. And when Christ comes to resurrect the dead bodies of the righteous and to rapture the living, catches them away into His presence, in that instant, all of us are going to be reclothed in brand new resurrection bodies. Now, my friends, that is what the Bible teaches. And that's why you need to know this. This is hope for the future, and it is glorious. And Paul also refers to this in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Listen to this verse. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior. We're looking for Jesus to come. The Lord Jesus Christ, now listen to what he adds, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Paul says we're looking for that moment. We're waiting for it. The word looking that is used here means to be on edge, to be really anticipating. Paul says, I'm on edge. I'm anticipating the coming of the Lord, the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when He comes, He is going to change our vile body. The word change is a Greek word here, which uniquely means to completely alter, completely. To completely change, to be physically transfigured. It depicts an outward form that is adapted from its original condition and is so transformed that it takes on an entirely new appearance. And in the Greek and Roman world, this particular Greek word, which here is translated as change, was used to picture the changing of one costume on the theatrical stage for another costume. So we find that in one moment, an actor on the stage appeared in one form with one costume, but he could reappear later in a completely different costume. And although this was used theatrically to describe the superficial changing of costumes, Paul uses this word to tell us we're going to change our outward appearance in the resurrection and in the rapture of the church. And in one moment, in an indivisible moment of time, in the twinkling of an eye, or as fast as you can close and open your eyes, in the blink of an eye, just that fast, the dead bodies of the righteous and those who are alive in the moment when this takes place, our bodies are going to be permanently changed. Our costumes are going to be changed forever. And dead bodies of the righteous and the living bodies of the righteous are going to be exchanged as God reclothes us with new bodies that we're going to love. We're just going to settle into them and be so happy in our new clothing, our new resurrection bodies. And Paul says He's going to change our vile bodies. That's what we've got right now. My friends, our bodies are so mortal. Even if you exercise them, even if you eat right, if you do everything right, the fact is our bodies are vile. The word vile in Greek is a form of the word tepenos. It means they're base, they're humble, they're humiliated, they're lowly. It doesn't matter what you do to them, eventually they disintegrate. Then in the resurrection, we're going to get a brand new body that will never again suffer the effects of wear, tear, and age. And in fact, in Philippians 3, verse 20 and 21, Paul goes on to say, who shall change? Who shall transform our vile body? So if you look at your body and say, oh, my body, I just wish I could trade it for another, that's going to take place. That's going to take place. For those that have died in faith and for those that are engaged in their faith, when Jesus comes, you're going to get a new body. Finally, that great exchange is going to take place. He's going to change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body. And the words fashioned like is a Greek word that means to be conformed or to be precisely sharing the same form as another, which means in the resurrection of the dead and the rapture of the living, we're all going to get brand new bodies. We're going to love them so much, we're just going to settle right into them. You say, what are those bodies going to be like? Well, Paul tells us they're going to be fashioned like unto His glorious body. So to know what kind of bodies we're going to have, you got to go to the Scriptures and see what Jesus' resurrection body was like. What kind of body did Jesus have in the resurrection? What was He able to do in His resurrection body? Were there any limitations to His resurrection body? What did He look like in His resurrection body? What could His resurrection body do? What were the features of His resurrection body? Paul says, that's the kind of body we're going to have. And in fact, he calls it a glorious body. It's going to be glorious. But Paul used this word, fashioned like, the Greek word, to declare that in the resurrection of the righteous dead, in the rapture of the church, those who were raised and those who were raptured will share exactly the same type of body that Jesus had after He was raised from the dead. And just like an actor who changed costumes on a stage, God is going to reclothe us and supernaturally transform our bodies to be fashioned exactly just like Jesus' resurrection body. In a nearly indivisible moment of time, like the twinking, the twitch, or the blink of an eye, God's power is going to be released, and the bodies of the dead and the living will be instantaneously transformed and reclothed with bodies, just like Jesus' glorious resurrected body. You say, okay, Rick, we want to know more. What's that body going to be like? That's what we're going to talk about in the next episode. We're going to see what was Jesus' resurrection body like, and what will our transformed bodies be like? Do you see why you need to know this? This is your future. But we're out of time, but I'll be back in just a moment. This is Rick Renner, and somebody has asked the question, how do I stop badgering myself, and how do I forgive myself for sins that I committed in the past? Well, listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. My friends, God does not drag up sins that you've already been forgiven for. He's forgiven it. He's released you from it. And do you know the word forgiveness? In Greek really means let it go. And you have to come to a place where you quit badgering yourself and judging yourself and condemning yourself for past mistakes. And you need to say, you know what? If God has removed my sins as far as the east is from the west, then it's time for me to forgive myself and to let it go. There's nothing I can do about my past anyway except for ask for forgiveness, which I've already done. So now I'm going to move on. And my friends, that is my encouragement to you.
Are you afraid of what will happen at the end of the age? The Lord's return should not scare us, but instead comfort us. In Rick Renner's new 20-part series, The Rapture, The Antichrist, and The Tribulation, an end times countdown and what happens next, discover the origin of the word rapture. Who will go in the rapture? When the Antichrist will appear? What is the mark of the beast? Who will be raptured first? When the moment of rescue will occur? What our resurrected bodies will be like? Available in digital or physical formats, starting at just $35, this series will erase your fear and replace it with eager anticipation. In addition to this teaching series, order the book, The Rapture, The Antichrist, and The Tribulation, an end times countdown, and what happens next. This completely illustrated 464-page book is a timely guide to understanding the rapture and the end times. Order today. Don't miss this special offer of the bundle of the series, The Rapture, The Antichrist, and The Tribulation, an end times countdown, and what happens next, starting at just $35. And the book of the same name for $29. Call the number on your screen now or go online to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Hey, this is Rick Renner, and right now I'm standing in the reception area of the Tulsa Ministry headquarters, and this building is just so wonderful. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 10:21, the lips of the righteous feed many. And I know that is our assignment. God has called us to feed many people the trusted teaching of the Bible. And together with you and all of our partners, we really are taking the trusted teaching of the Word of God to the very ends of the earth. But this is the reception part of the Tulsa building, and every day thousands of phone calls come into this facility from people that are watching the program and who are reaching out for prayer. Right now, we've paid off about 78% of this facility, and that is just wonderful. But now we need to knock it out of the ballpark. We need to finish this, because when we're finished paying off this facility, that frees up finances so we can take the teaching of the Bible to more places across the face of the earth where people are crying out for someone to feed them the Word of God. And so today, if you're not already a part of our giving team to pay off this facility, I'm asking you to join us as a part of our ministry expansion project to pay off this facility, and we can say done, finished, and give glory to God But my friends, we can only do it with your help. So thank you. If you're already a part of the team, and if not yet part of the team, please join us as a part of the giving team to pay off this facility so we can be finished with it and use these funds to take the gospel further to other places across the world.
Well, today we've been seeing that in the resurrection of the dead and the rapture of the church, we're all going to get new bodies that will no longer suffer the effects of wear, tear, and age. Where I say that in the resurrection of the dead and the rapture of the church, it's going to be the ultimate facelift. It's going to be a body lift. We're going to get the body of our dreams. And in fact, Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 3, God is going to give us totally transformed bodies that are fashioned just like Jesus' resurrection body was. And in the next program, we're going to study that. What is our resurrection and transformed body going to be like? What will we be able to do? Will we have any limitations? What does it mean that our bodies are going to be like His glorious body? You need to know the answer, so please be sure to be with me in the next program. But order the whole series, which is called The Rapture, The Antichrist, and The Tribulation. It is 20 parts. It comes with a study guide. You need the study guide as well. And please be sure to order my new book, which is called The Rapture, The Antichrist, and The Tribulation, An End Times Countdown, and What Happens Next. And there on the cover, it shows the angel blowing the trumpet, the church being raptured, the dead being raised. It shows the appearance of the Antichrist, which will occur right after those events. My friends, we need to know what the Bible says about all these questions. And if you know what the Bible says, it will remove your fear and it will give you peace. So please order yours today by going online or by giving us a call. And friend, I want to pray for you right now. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that our future is glorious. What a joy that you're going to transform our vile bodies into bodies like your glorious body. Lord, we embrace it and we thank you for informing us about what lies ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'll see you in the next program. But remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you. Thank you for joining Rick Renner today. For more information about Renner Ministries and product resources, visit renner.org.